ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another Thriller Coin Talk. My name is Car Gonzalez. Today is March 18th, 2019. How you doing? How was your week? Mine was great. And of course, today it was announced that six banks are to issue stablecoins using IBM's WorldWire network. And we all know, that's right, they're using the Stellar Consensus Protocol. And they promised to let regulated institutions move a value across borders, remittances on foreign exchange more quickly and cheaply than the legacy correspondent banking system. So far, there are three banks being identified: the Philippines-based RCBC, Brazil's Banco Bradesco, and Bank Busan of South Korea. The rest, which are soon to be named, will offer digital versions of euros and Indonesian rupiah, pending regulatory approvals, of course, and other reviews. And the network went live Monday. Although while banks await their regulatory blessings, the one stablecoin running on WorldWire at the moment is, that's right, Stronghold. Stronghold USD, a startup based in San Francisco. And we've previously talked about them on the podcast. They were giving out 100,000 SHX tokens during Christmas. That was pretty cool. And Jesse Lund, the head of blockchain for financial services, said that Stronghold's USD-backed coin currently serves as an on-ramp for greenbacks. So he said, we are starting with markets that are outside the United States, but it won't be long before we add the US as an operating endpoint. It will be sometime this year. We will get to it. Third quarter, fourth quarter, something like that. So right now, the WorldWire platform has payment locations in 72 countries, with 48 currencies and 46 banking endpoints. Pretty big news. Take a listen to Jesse Lund as he explains the IBM blockchain WorldWire.
Well, IBM's announcing that it's open for business and payments with support for 72 countries, 47 distinct currencies, and 44 unique banking endpoints, and a wide range of pay-in and payout locations around the world.
The two main assets that will be available for live transactions on IBM Blockchain WorldWire on day one are the Stronghold US Dollar and the Stellar Lumen.
WorldWire allows financial institutions to discover each other, to trust each other, to communicate and interact for the sake of cross-border payments using a whole variety of digital assets as settlement instruments to move money around the world in real time. Well, one of the things that makes WorldWire so unique is the payment data and the value, the money, actually moves together on the same network. The primary value proposition is that money moves faster and cheaper. There's less friction in the whole process of the transfer of value from one point to the other. And I think in general, that just improves the customer experience overall. Money should flow as seamlessly, as fast as information flows today. Any financial institution, for any reason, that has clients who have the need to move money cross-border to do real-time foreign exchange is a candidate for WorldWire. Our target audience are financial institutions who provide payment services to consumers, to businesses, and to other financial institutions.
We do not restrict the use of this network to money transfer operators in the license as licensed remittance agents only. If you are a bank, you can also likewise make use of the system for remittance transactions, even if that is not your main role.
Initially, we're focused on Europe and Asia and the Pacific, and we will start to bring support very soon, later this year, for North America.
So basically, it gives consumers the flexibility to use whatever kind of currency they want, wherever they are in the world. So if you have dollars and you're traveling, you can use those dollars seamlessly in any place in the world. You can pay out in any payout network in the world. It makes essentially everything interoperable. It makes it fast. It makes it money move much more like email than it does today, where you don't think about, you know, where somebody is or what financial institution they're with. It all just kind of works. And that's sort of the benefit for consumers.
Yes, we are working with the central banks on this technology, and the main ones would be in those countries where we are focused on facilitating rapid payouts in these large geographies, right? Such as Indonesia, where there are many islands. And that's where we see the biggest benefit of this digital asset-based payment technology, because instead of having to carry physical assets for settlement, you would just transact using digital assets.
And this has huge repercussions for everyone in the world, obviously, but it has the most repercussions for people that are kind of left out of the current financial infrastructure. So it gives not only financial access to people, but economic participation. Now someone in Mexico can easily send 10 cents to someone in Indonesia, and this is just not possible today. But WorldWire will enable that.
With IBM Blockchain WorldWire, IBM is radically reinventing the world of payments, allowing financial institutions to move money further, faster, and cheaper than they ever have before.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting news. And, you know, we've been following Stellar since early 2017. We saw it go from, you know, less than 1 cent to, you know, 4 cents and then 5 cents. And I remember in late 2017 when it shot up to like, what was it, like 63 cents or 75 cents, something like that. It was just unbelievable. And of course, there was an announcement that they had with IBM back then in 2017. And that was big news. And yeah, it was just a different time, totally different time. This was when, you know, Stellar was very, very small and they were still kind of growing everything out and just kind of watching them over, you know, the last pass, you know, 3 years, it's they've really come a long way, and it's exciting to see. I'll get into speculation and all that stuff in Coin Talk, but for right now, I will say that I think Stellar and IBM have made a really great partnership, and I think, you know, give it another 3 to 5 years, I think you'll start seeing a lot of these banks accepting crypto, and it'll all be because of the Stellar Consensus Protocol, and that's pretty cool, you know. And if you guys don't know that much about Stellar, I will tell you that, you know, you're able to swap out Bitcoin for Ethereum or swap out other cryptocurrencies, you know, for anything you like, for USD, and it all happens. I would say check out StellarX.com. That's where there's an exchange, and you can kind of play with the exchange on the protocol layer and kind of see how it all the fundamentals work out. It's pretty seamless and it's really fast and it's exciting. It's really exciting to see a payment network built on the Stellar blockchain. That was the goal for them, you know, years back. I remember seeing Jed on multiple speakings talking about he wants to make email for payments, and that's what Stellar is going to be. He would just say it over and over and over again, just kind of drill it to all our heads that he wants to make payment so easy that it's like sending email. And he did it. He succeeded. I mean, this is going to transform the way we do cross-border payments. And it'll facilitate the movement of money in countries, right? So overall, this is great news. I think it's going to take some time. It's great that they already have a head start doing this. Now it's just about getting more banks on board to accept. And it's starting to look like the future already. And I would say give it another 3 to 5 years, this thing's going to roll out. And it's going to be in every bank and in every, you know, payment rail that we see. It's probably going to use something like this. Yeah, congratulations to both those teams. Know they worked really hard to do it, and can't wait to see where it's going to go. And then also Coinbase added XLM to the Coinbase Blue app today, so they're on coinbase.com right now and you can go over there and pick up some XLM. Yeah, I mean, I've been holding Stellar for a really long time, so it's kind of cool seeing it, you know, how it all progressed. It's interesting, like following this for so long, you kind of see how all these blockchains progress, and I feel like, I don't know, with that, let's jump into Coin Talk. That's right. Let's do it.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trade, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering, isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on CoinTalk.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk, but before we jump into that, I just got to say a couple things. First off, I want to thank everybody who participated with all our giveaways during South by Southwest. It was a lot of fun, and believe it or not, I just had a blast. Like, I know we're releasing a lot of podcasts and stuff like that, but honestly, I met so many people, I met so many, had made so many connections, saw so many speakings, saw a lot of people in the space, and yeah, I'm just super excited, and I can't wait to talk about it here in the Coin Talk, because I feel like, you know, I have so much I want to say. But, you know, maybe I'll release it throughout the week. But I will say, though, that, you know, thank you to everybody who I met. Thank you to everybody who I saw and who I got to sit down and interview with. Like, thank you all. Like, you are all great. Thank you so much. And then thank you to all our, you know, all our Telegram peeps out there. Like, you guys are phenomenal. We gave away a lot of Bitcoin. we gave away two Ledger Nano S's, and we also gave away Ledger Nano X too as well. So that was cool during South By. So next year we'll do the exact same thing. We'll probably do it even bigger. And then special shout out to Matthew for coming out to the Just HODL event. That was awesome too, meeting him. I think meeting everybody in real life makes the difference for me. I think it's weird, like, whenever you create something and you put it out there in the world, and then you see it come back and you see it come out in, you know, in like real life form. It's different. It's weird, and it's beautiful at the same time. So yeah, it was awesome. I will just say it was awesome. That's all I wanted to say. I just want to thank everybody for listening, and thank everybody for, you know, sending me emails and sending me messages telling me that they appreciated the content. And, you know, so yeah, I really appreciate every single one of y'all. Y'all have been awesome. And our Telegram's booming. Like, it's a lot of fun hanging out there. And it's just a lot of fun. So thank you to everybody. I guess with that, let's go ahead and roll the disclaimer. There's a lot I want to talk about. Like, a lot. I gotta spill all the news I've heard, you know? Like, you know, I told you I was gonna go through South By, I was gonna get kind of feel of what everybody's talking about. And I got a lot to say, and I can't say it right now because we haven't rolled a disclaimer yet, and I don't want to be accused of, of shilling or anything like that. I got to roll the disclaimer so that way we cover our bases out there, you know? Just saying. You never know. You never know. You never know who's listening. You never know who's watching. You never know who's hoping you slip up. No, seriously. Roll the disclaimer.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future. Even if he thinks he can, he is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk, y'all's favorite part of the day. My favorite part of the day today, it is especially. So, Bitcoin over 4K, baby. $4,043. We got Ethereum at $140. We got XRP at 31 cents. We got Litecoin at $60. Damn, Litecoin's going up. Got EOS at $3.77. Got Bitcoin Cash at $161. And of course, we got Stellar climbing to number 7 at 11 cents and up 5% on the day. I will say right off the bat, seeing Stellar, you know, do so well these past couple weeks, you know, it's a long time coming. Let me just tell you, back in the early days of Thriller Podcast, when we talk about Stellar, like, it was not going nowhere. It was going nowhere. It was, the only thing you had to go on back then was just this guy named Jed, you know, and his co-founder Joyce, and that was it. Like, you're betting on the horse, and you're hoping that they're gonna take you to cross the thing, and seeing how far they've come is just, you know, it's only been 3 years, and has how far they've come in just 3 years, it's just out of this world. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy to think. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I freaking love Bitcoin. I freaking love a lot of these cryptocurrencies. Like, I love the communities. I love everything that they bring, and I love how just significant they are, right? But seeing something come from the very bottom, you know, since 2014 to, and then, you know, climbing and getting up and then going higher. And then now this, like this worldwide adoption that they're getting is just, is crazy. Like I would have, who would have ever knew? Like you kind of, like when I remember when they had the IBM partnership, I kind of thought, okay, well, that's going to get them a long way. But you didn't know if that was like a pet project for IBM. You didn't know like how serious they were about crypto or blockchain. Like you didn't know any of that. You just kind of, a lot of people back then would say, oh, it's just a IBM's pet project. That's all, you know, Stellar is going to be for them. Or it's just so they have a leg in the water, right? I didn't know. None of us knew how serious they were going to take it. It wasn't until like 2018. I think it wasn't until I saw them merge with Chain and regular Lightyear. When I saw Lightyear and Chain merge and become Interstellar, that was when I kind of knew like, oh no, this is going to go places, because you saw all the pieces kind of, you know, surround the queen, right? So like it was just, there was a lot of moving stuff last year. And if you were paying attention, you kind of saw this coming. And of course, we knew earlier this year when we did our IBM episode, like we knew this was around the corner. We knew something big was coming. And sure enough, like them hiring a CEO for the Stellar Development Foundation. And then on top of that, you know, they have the Money 2020 conference. And then just last month, they were sitting down with the Federal Reserve, with one of the people from the Federal Reserve. And then you had like just a lot of different things that you saw kind of happen all at once. And then, of course, Coinbase listing last week. And then today, finally, on the Coinbase Blue app. Like, it's crazy to see how far it's come. And don't get me wrong. Like, this is going to take 3 to 5 years. And I'm dead serious. Like, I think right now where we are in crypto, and I'm safe to say this because, you know, I've held pretty much for 3 months now. I haven't told you what I'm predicting for this year. I haven't said anything. I've basically said, I'm going to wait and see until I get to South by and kind of get a good idea. And then we'll really know once we get to consensus in New York. We'll finally understand where everything's going for the year, right? I will say right now, there were so many times at South by this week where I heard that it's an arms race. And I would hold my hands up in the air and I'd be like, what? And from what I could gather, what they mean is that everybody's building really, really fast and they're trying to scale up as fast as they can because they feel like the next run is around the corner. And I couldn't agree more. Just a lot of different speakings. A lot of people were saying 2021, 2023. I heard that kind of thing. But to me, this feels right now, like this space right now, just from seeing everything, attending South by, we're listening to all these speakers from all over the world come to Austin and hearing them speak about crypto and blockchain where we are. I get the feeling that this reminds me of 2015 all over again. Like, I remember 2015. I remember 2015 like it was yesterday. There was all these top cryptocurrencies, right? And Litecoin was barely worth anything. You had Ethereum barely worth anything. You had Bitcoin barely, you know, it was doing fine. It was there, but nothing was built out yet, right? This reminds me of that exact same kind of feeling. I get that feeling right now. And, you know, of course, this is not financial advice. I would never give that. And this is just all me speculating. And this is why we keep this in a contained little bubble right here. I will say this feels like that again. This feels like 2015 where, you know, you could get Litecoin for a dollar, $1.50. You get Ethereum for $3 to $4. Like, this feels like that again. I feel like we're about 2.5 years away from our next big run up. I really do. And to me, that's bullish. Like, that's a bullish feeling. I feel like we're going to get there, you know, by the end of 2021 or maybe mid 2021. I think we're going to see a continuous rise, but it's not going to happen till the end of the year. I don't foresee us, you know, getting over 10,000 by the end of the year with Bitcoin. I don't foresee that happening. And people will be like, well, that's a bearish outlook, Carr. But really isn't. Like, it really isn't. That gives, and that's another thing. And we're going to release a Thriller news right after this, but that's another thing that a lot of people aren't realizing right now, that backed and the regulatory approval and all that stuff is just not ready yet. They're just not quite there. You know, all this helps with that, though, getting IBM into this and getting big companies that deal with these institutional spaces, getting them into it. Like, this all helps, right? But I know for a fact, like, I just feel it, that Bakkt is not going to release anything out into the world until later this year. They're just not. They're absolutely not. There's no way they're going to release anything. They said they were going to do it in the first quarter, or they pushed it back from December, then they pushed it to January, and then they pushed it back to the first quarter. But we're already towards the end of the first quarter. They're not releasing anything. I don't think they're going to release anything until like August, October, the latest. And if it doesn't happen by October, then it's just not going to happen. I just don't foresee them rolling anything out. You know, it's very well possible that they could go to consensus and then give a hard date for that day. Like, it is possible. But I don't see, you know, Bitcoin really going up in price until Bakkt. I know it sounds dumb, but it's what a lot of people are waiting for. They just are. Like, all these people that are into Bitcoin and into, you know, its truest form as being gold, they really believe Bakkt is going to increase that price. And belief goes a long way in this space. You know, look at Stellar right now going up the charts. It's because there's a belief that it's going to be the world's, you know, base layer currency, right? You even have people saying that their logo looks like the logo from a 1988 magazine. I'm sure y'all have seen that. It's all over Reddit. But like, this is what I'm saying. Like, belief goes a long way in crypto. And I think when Bakkt gets on board, then you'll start seeing Bitcoin rise up in price. Fidelity helped it for sure. And that's why we're probably at $140 billion market cap. But I think we're not going to see its true form of Bitcoin go up a really high in price until Bakkt comes in. And then what's also people aren't even looking at yet is August. Like, August is when we have the Litecoin halving. Like, that's going to increase the price of Bitcoin as well too. That's going to get that price going up higher as well too. And then you have the halving for Bitcoin happening next year. So that's why I'm saying, like, I really believe into this run up this year. Probably will start happening everything around August. And I don't foresee anything really substantial, like the next big run until 2021. That's just kind of what I'm feeling right now. I've had 3 months to look at the entire space. Went to South By, talked to a lot of people, you know, kind of gathered a lot of opinions, and that's where I'm kind of going with everything right now. Sorry for making y'all wait so long. I used to speculate right off the bat, just like all the time, and I've come to understand that it's okay to wait, and that's what I'm thinking right now. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking right now, for me personally, I'm thinking like, okay, Carr, this is the time to load up more Bitcoin, to load up more Ethereum, to load up more Litecoin, to load up more Stellar, to load up more Cardano, you know, all the projects that I'm looking at long term, you know, that are going to make this next run. And once I do that, once I feel enough, because I'm not going to buy once it gets to like, once everything starts going up in high with prices, I'm not going to buy anything. I'm just holding at that point and just waiting for it to happen. But who knows? Maybe this all goes to zero tomorrow. Maybe everything just doesn't happen. But right now is the bullish I've been since, you know, the start of this crypto winter, since like last year or the year before. Like, I just haven't felt this bullish in a really long time. It really reminds me of 2015 right now. Like, I feel like I feel like it's me back then, you know, looking at Litecoin, looking at Bitcoin, looking at Ethereum and wondering, what should I do? What should I buy? And I feel like I'm in the exact same situation again. And I'm looking at all these and I'm like, this is what I'm going to buy. This is what I'm going to bet on long term, because I feel like these cryptocurrencies are going to be the ones that are just going to fly through the roof once, you know, real adoption happens. And that's why I'm betting on those, you know. And yeah, that's kind of my whole thing right now. Right now, 140 billion coin market cap. And this is real. This is real use case that we're getting to now. Like, we're not just speculating anymore and hoping for something to happen and just living off the news. No, there's actual real shit going on. Like, IBM just released a WorldWire that's going to utilize Stellar Consensus Protocol, which allows you to trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Litecoin, EOS, 0x, all that stuff, all those digital assets right on the protocol level, right on its exchange built in. It's pretty cool. Swappable, everything, seamless. Yeah, I'm bullish. now. I'm bullish now. Don't get me wrong. When we go to Consensus in New York and we start talking to everybody there and we see kind of what everybody's talking about and if, yeah, then we'll really know exactly where the rest of the year is going. But from right now till May, I'm bullish because I know like now's the time. buy up everything I can at these prices because it's just not going to. And trust me, I wish Bitcoin would crash back down. If it does, I'm buying more. But at this point, everybody knows that it's not going to crash. And that's why they're buying right now. They don't see it crashing to 2,800. They just don't. If it does, you'll see it bounce right back up because a lot of people will not freak out. You just can't freak out. There would literally have to be the SEC coming down saying Bitcoin is banned in the United States for Bitcoin to crash. It's the only way that would happen. But I don't see that happening. Okay, with that, let's get on to the end of the show. I'm only flickering. It's just a phase I'm in. Not the shape I fit. How'd I get so tongue-tied? So sorry I'm vacant. I'm watching from the sidelines while all the noise, it holds me still. And I wanna be by your side. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's another Thriller Coin Talk. Stay tuned. Right after this episode, we're going to release a Thriller News because there's so much more news to talk about than just IBM. And you just listened to Manson there. They are touring right now. They're actually headed to Columbus, Ohio. So if you get a chance, check them out. I do want to thank everybody that's listened to the show over the past week and new people that we've gained across the world. I appreciate you and thank you for listening. If you do appreciate me and want to contribute in some way, you can join our Telegram or you can leave an iTunes review, a 5-star review preferably. And like I always say, buy Bitcoin, save the world.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Car Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Car said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto, and not Car. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.